Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Reish Pei Beis. We are up to Sif Dalet. The last line on page Samach Aleph. We're about to turn on to page 122. The Mechaber says in Sif Dalet, Nohagim Likros Shiva V'ligmor Imoem HaParsha. The minhag, as we know, is to call up seven aliyahs on Shabbos and to finish with them the entire parsha, the Omer Kaddish, and then after the seven aliyahs at the end of the parsha we say Kaddish v'chozer v'kori im ha-maftir ma-shekora ha-shvi'i, and then we read the maftir, we go back and repeat some of the psukim that the shvi'i read. So that's what the Mechaber says, and that's what we do. The Ramah says v'cheino hagen b'yom tov, and we have the same minog on Yom Tov, she'ein maftir miminyan ha-krum, that we don't count the maftir as one of the five aliyos. But during the week, sha'aser lahosif al minyan ha-krum, as we learned, you can add on to the number of aliyahs during the week. So ha-shlishi hu maftir. Then the shlishi is the maftir. And everyone's wondering, when do you have a maftir during the week? And the answer is, at mincha on a tainis. So then the third aliyah will count both as the third aliyah and as the maftir. So Shabbos and Yom Tov, we have an extra aliyah, but during the week, we're not allowed to add aliyos. So then the shlishi is the maftir. Then the Ramah says, Uviyom shemotzien shnei svarim oshlosha, on a day that we take out two or three Sefer Torah, ha-maftir korei ba-achrona, the maftir reads from the last, either the second or the third Sefer Torah. V'katan yochol likros ha-pashas ha-musafim, oba arba parshil shemosifim ba-adar v'chein nohagim. So says the Ramah that a katan is able to get the aliyah for the Musaf and the Parsha Musafim on a Yontif, or the Dalet Parshios that we say in the area of Adar, and that is our Minhug, Afal Pi Sheyesh Cholkin. Even though there are those who argue that's to sound funny, because we know a Bar Mitzvah boy is not even allowed to read Parsha Zachar, so what exactly does this mean? We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah what this means. V'omrim Kaddish Kodem Sheola HaMaftir. Here the Ramah repeats what the Mechaber said, and he says that we say Kaddish before we call up the Maftir. V'ein chiluk bazeh bein hosifu al minyan hakruim olo. It doesn't matter whether you add it on to the regular aliyos that you can add on Shabbos or you did not add on. U'bein motzien sefer Torah echad o'shlosha, or whether you're taking out one sefer Torah or three sefer Torah. Either way, before the Maftir is called up, we say Kaddish. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah back on page Samach Aleph and get clarity in all of these points. Sivkaton Yud Ches. Again, the first point the Mechaber told us was that on Shabbos we finish a Pasha with seven aliyos, we say Kaddish, and then we call it the Maftir to repeat some Sukkim. So Mashinogu Limkor Shishi Bifnei Atzmo, that which the Minog is to sell the Aliyah of Shlishi on its own, Yesh Ktsas Semech Me'azoya Shlach Lecha. There is a little bit of a remez from the Zoyar and Pasha Shlach. The Acharon Mochrin Bifnei Asmo, we also sell Acharon, the Acharon Chaviv Shemesayimbo, since it is the completion of the laning, so therefore there's a special Chavivus, and therefore we sell that on its own as well. Umikom Mokom, Chas V'Sholom L'Hiskote Bavur Zeh, there shouldn't be any fights about Aliyos, about selling Aliyos, or any Aliyos. Shekol Osio Satorah Him Kulam Kedoshim Utahorim. All the letters of the Torah are Kulo Kadosh and Tahor. Ukidiksiv, like the Pasuk says, Imros Hashem Amoros Tahoros. The sayings of Hashem are sayings that are pure. Sivkotun Yutes. So again, we are knowing to call up seven Aliyos. Dihine Min Hadin Kaimalon de Maftir Olalamin and Shiva. Even though the Mechaber said that we call up seven aliyos, and then we say Kaddish, and then we call up Maftir afterwards to repeat some Sukkim, Zakta Mishabura, really in the Ikra Adin, we hold that the Maftir can count as one of the seven. V'hayayachol ligmur ha-parsha, and we could have finished the parsha, dahainu ha-sidri ima Maftir shu ha-shvi'i. We could have just read seven aliyos, and the seventh aliyah, which is finishing the parsha, would be the Maftir. V'acha kachlomer Kaddish, and then to say Kaddish. V'ach, k'dei lotzeis gam das ha'omer v'gemara de'eim after olal minyan shiva. But in order to satisfy the other sheet in the Gemara that says Maftir does not count in the minyan of shiva, the Shatzion explains, because the only reason we're calling up Maftir is so for Kavanah Torah, if we're going to lane from the Sefer Torah and have a separate laning from the Navi, it's going to look like the Navi is equal to the Torah, so whoever's going to read from the Navi or get the Aliyah of Maftir first reads from the Torah. So it's not really there as an Ikka part of laning, it's only there for Kavanah Torah reasons. So in order to satisfy that other sheet in the Gemara that the Maftir does not count towards the seven, Therefore, what is proper is to call up seven aliyahs before you get involved with the maftir. And in order to let everyone know, the maftir is not counting as one of the seven. Tiknu gamkein shanochun lechatchila lahasek ba'akadish. Bein kriyaso lekriya shar ha'olim. To show the maftir is not counting towards the seven, we first have seven aliyos, and then we lechatchil have kaddish, and then we have the maftir afterwards. And memelo, we're forced to finish the whole parsha before the kaddish, in order the kaddish should not be in the middle of the laning. So therefore, we read the whole parsha with seven aliyos, and then we have the kaddish, and we call up the maftir. And then the maftir goes back and reads at least three psukim from that which the shvi'i or the acharon leaned from. Continues the Mishaburis of Katon Chof. So the Mechaber said the minhag is that we call seven aliyos. And then he said, V'ligmor imam ha-parsha, we finished the parsha with those seven aliyos. V'hu adin diyocha lahosif od al ha-shiva. As we discussed before, you're also allowed to add on to the seven aliyos. Acha ikar ashma'inam. But the ikar the Mechaber is teaching me is, denogu shalo lahashlim ba-maftir as ha-parsha. That the minhag is not to complete the parsha with the aliyah of maftir, the achar kach lomer kaddish, and then to say kaddish, elayomer kaddish kodem kriyas maftir. Rather, we say kaddish before we call up the aliyah of maftir. Umemelo muchrach ligmer kolasijum mitchila kodem imbers kaddish. So since we're saying kaddish before the maftir, we're forced to finish the entire parsha before the kaddish. Ukumosha kasadim sivkaton yutes, like we just said before, in sivkaton yutes. The Ramah then told us, his first point was the same way that on Shabbos, we have seven aliyos, finish the parsha, kaddish, and then maftir. On Yantav, we do the same thing with the five aliyos. We first have five aliyos, we finish the laning, and then we have kaddish, and then we call it the maftir. Says the Mishavura Chav Aleph, or Salomar means to say, Shegam bi Yomtov, also by Yantav, after Medina Hayomutter Hamaftir Lios Min Aminyan Chamisha, even though really, Me'ikar adin, the maftir could count as one of the five aliyos. Mikomakom nohogin gamkein sheinam maftir min aminyan. Our minhag is, like we said by Shabbos, that the maftir does not count as one of the five on Yontif. Elokore bifnei atzmo b'parsha shalchovas hayom. Rather, he reads separately from the chiv of the day. On Yontif is always a separate laning. Ve'akadish omer mikodem. And we say kaddish before the maftir reads from that other Sefer Torah. U'mikomakom yotze bazeh afloman de'omer de'olam min aminyan. We're still yotze the sheet in the Gemara that holds that the maftir counts as one of the count of the five. Even though we're having six, Sharei Rova Poskim Sovrin the Mutter Lahosif the Kanabas of Allah. Most Poskim hold you're allowed to add aliyahs on Yantif. So certainly Shabbos, but even on Yantif, we're Mekayim, even the Shita that holds that it counts Min HaMinyan, because this is part of the Minyan, because you're allowed to add aliyahs, and therefore it satisfies really all Shitas. Sivkatan Chav Beis. The Ramah then said, although on Shabbos and Yantif, we finished the parsha with the seven of the five aliyos have kaddish and the maftir afterwards, but we said in the Ramah during the week, which is at a tainis at mincha, where you're not allowed to add aliyos, so the shlishi is the maftir. Then the Ramah said, "Ubiyom shemotzien shnei svarim u'shlosha." On a day that we take out two or three sefer Torah, the maftir reads from the last sefer Torah. Says the Mishabura. What's an example of when we take out three Sefer Torah? Kigon Rosh Chodesh Teves Shechal B'Shabbos. For example, Rosh Chodesh Teves that falls on Shabbos. Shetzorech Likros Parshas HaShavua. We have to read three lanings. Number one, the Parsha of the week. U'Parshas Rosh Chodesh V'Inyon Shel Chanukah. So at Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh Chanukah is an example of when we take out three Sefer Torah. Another example. O B'Simchas Torah Shetzorech Likros Parshas V'Sabracha. And so we have to lay in Zosa Bracha, and then Ubereishis, and then Parsha Musaf, and then we have to read the Maftir. So Sulamasora is another example of a day that has three Sefer Torah. Bechol Zeh, in all these cases, a Maftir Bilvad Kore Bachrona. In the third Sefer Torah, all you are going to read is the Maftir. Ubein Kishem Mashlimin Haminyim, Oshom Masifin Alaminyim. Whether you're being Mashlim in Haminyan or Mosif in Haminyan, whether you're being Mashlim, the amount of aliyahs that you need, whether it's Shabbos or Yontif, seven or five, or you're adding on, either way, HaKol Olim B'Shnei Svam Rishonim. Anyone you want to call up, and if you want to add aliyahs, it always has to be from Sefer Torah 1 or Sefer Torah 2, but the third Sefer Torah is only going to be Maftir. Then the Ramah told us that when it comes to a Katan, he's able to read the Maftir He's able, I shouldn't say read, as we'll see in a second, but the Rama said a katan is yochel likros a parsha musaf, and he can be called up for the aliyah of musaf, or ba'arba parshios shemosivim ba'adar, or for that which we're adding the dal parshios in adar, that is what a katan is allowed to be called up for. He said v'cheinu hagim, even though there are those who argue. So says the Mishabura, v'afal pi sheparsha zachar hi chova min ha-teira, even though parsha zachar is midaraisa, sheishme'ena ko'odim Yisrael, that every person here is parsha zachar, v'akotan she'enu mukhiya b'davar, eni yochal lo'tziya midei chova, and a katan who's not chayv mitzvos can't be motzi the gedolim in their chiyah of a parsha zachar, which is daraisa. So how on earth is Rama saying we can call a katan up for the maftir of all Dalet Parshios? Says the Mishabura, Mikomokom hare achshav ashriya tzibur korei umashmiya la tzibur umotziya midei chavasan. Nowadays, it doesn't work like the olden days. It used to be the one who got the aliyah read the laning. But now we have a balkorei who's laning. So even if a katan gets called up for the aliyah, he's just making the brachos, but the gadol is laning and reading and being motzi everyone in Parsha Zachar laning, and that's why the Rama says that would be okay. However, as we know, V'yesh machmirin badover shelo lekrosa lekotan leparsha zachar. There are those who are machmir not to call up a katan even just for the aliyah of parsha zachar. V'chein leparshas parah, and so do I parshas parah. Sheyosh omrim shegamhi midaraisa. As we know, some whole parshas parah is also daraisa. V'chein hiskim bel yiraba v'derech achayim, that we do not call up a katan besides leni for sure, but even to get the aliyah, we will not call up a katan to get the aliyah for Parshas Zachar or Parshas Parah. For our purposes, even for a bar mitzvah boy, that we don't know that he has shei saros, so we're relying on a chazaka when it comes to a deoraisa, so for sure the leining and the minhag also is that they don't get the aliyah. You're bar mitzvah. Okay, there you go. So bar mitzvah boy, since we don't know if he has shei saros and he's really a gadol, will never read Parshas Zachar, he also will not get the aliyah of Parshas Zachar, like these archonim or machmir. Uviyom Rishon Shel Shavuos Shekoren HaMerkava LaMaftir. The first day of Shavuos, where the Maftir is, the Maisa Merkava. V'chein Bashvi Shel Pesach Shekoren HaShira, where the Maftir is, the Shira. Uvishabes Shuva Gamkein Nohogim She'ein Koren Oso LeChatchil LaMaftir. We also LeChatchil will not call up a katan for Maftir. Uvishuvas Perach Shoshan Hela LeIkir DaKatan LeYikre Barba Parshios. The Chuvas Per Shoshan comes out to Ikra Aloch is a Kotan should be called up not only for Zachar and Parah, but for any of the Dal Parshios. The Hevio Bechadusha Mikivegir, and Mikivegir brings down that Shita. The Omnam, Gam Bishar Maftir Gam Kain, Dafka Bikotan Shigil Lechinuch. Even though it's clearly coming out that a Kotan can be called up for a regular Maftir, but that's only going to be for sure a Kotan that reached the age of Chinuch. Sheyodea Lachto Chaosios Betov, that he's able to speak out and pronounce the letters properly. Udelo Chaosan Shemanichin Ketanim Harbe Lomar Haftorah, not like those who let very small children read the Haftorah and they're not able to even pronounce the words properly. V'ayin Bebir Alocha. Says the Mishabura Sif Kadon Chavdalid. So the Rama said the minhag is to yes, let the Ketanim read from the Dalet Parshios. Afal pishyesh cholkim. So says the Mishabura Hainu. Da cholkim svirlu. Those who argue and say you can't call up a katan for the Dalet Parshios or for the Parsha Musafin, they hold dafka b'Shabbos, only on a regular Shabbos. Shakore hamaftir mashekvar kora hashvii, where the maftir is simply repeating the psukim that the shvi already said. Oz nuchal likros lekatan. Then you can call up a katan for the maftir. Masha'en kein b'chol elu, which is not the case in all these examples in the Rama. Shekori ha-maftir parsha shalakaru mitchila. That is not allowed according to these machmirim. Then we saw in the Rama. So we said afal pishyesh cholkim. Then we said va'omer kaddish kodem she'ol ha-maftir. So the Rama again here repeats what the Mechaber says, that you say kaddish before you call up the maftir. But the Rama ends off, and there's no chilek whether they added on to the number of aliyahs or they didn't add on. Either way, we're going to say kaddish before we say maftir. So says the Mishabura Chavhei, lo chidesh bazeh klum al mechaber. Here the Ramah says the kaddish before maftir is not adding on anything to the mechaber. Raklash me'ina mashasim lebasov te'ein chilek v'chuli. He's only saying what the mechaber says to lead into what he says afterwards, that there's no chilek whether you added aliyahs or you didn't add aliyahs, whether there's one sefer Torah, three sefer Torah, elo b'chol pam omer makadosh kodem hamaftir dafka. The Rama is solidifying all cases, we only say kaddish before maftir. Sifkaton chavav. Kodem Sh'ola HaMaftir. Again, on this idea that you say Kaddish before the Maftir is called up, then we'll see a very important note. Hainu B'Shabbos. This is talking about on Shabbos, we say Kaddish before you call it Maftir. Aval B'chol. But during the week, Sh'am Maftir M'minya Kruim. Let's say by a fast day at Mincha, where there are three aliyahs, and the third aliyah is one of the three, and it's also the Maftir. So then, we don't say the Kaddish, obviously, before the Maftir, as we know. Omrim Kaddish Achara Maftir. Then we say Kaddish after the Maftir, but it's not really right after Maftir either. Dahainu Achar Shemachnisna Sefer Torah Lehechal. When there's a fast day, at Mincha we say three aliyahs, the third aliyah is the Maftir. Not only do we not say Kaddish before the Maftir, we don't say it right afterwards either. We wait till we take the Sefer Torah back to the Heichal, and then we say Kaddish before Shemoneh Esrei. But lo kodem, not before that. The Ein Omrim Kaddish Ad Shenishlam HaMinyan. He's only addressing why we don't say it before the third aliyah, which is the Maftir, because we don't say Kaddish till we finish the full number of aliyahs. So on Shabbos, you have the full seven, Maftir is number eight, so you have Kaddish before number eight, because you were mashed in the minyan. But during the week, when it's a fast day, the minyan is three, but Maftir is number three, so you can't say Kaddish before the third aliyah. U'b'chol ha-moed Pesach, an'chol ha-moed Pesach, v'chein b'chol ha-moed Sukkos, omrin Kaddish achar shekor ha-revi'i, then we say Kaddish after the fourth aliyah, the oz kfar nishla minyan akruim, that's when the minyan akruim is done. Now we're going to look at note number 43. Is going on that which we just said, that on a fast day at Mincha, we don't say Kaddish, and Shabbos Mincha is the same thing. We don't say Kaddish, but specifically by a fast day where it's Maftir, on Shabbos Mincha, just three aliyos, but on a fast day at Mincha, it's Maftir. We don't say, not only do we not say Kaddish before the Maftir, we don't say it afterwards till we bring the Sefer Torah back before we say Shemoneh Esrei. So explains though 43, Hainu B'Kriyas HaTorah Shel Tainus Sibur B'Mincha B'Mos Achol. This Mishabura is addressing the laning at Mincha of a fast day during the week. So the Kaddish that we're saying before Shemoneh Esrei is really going back on laning. So the Mishabura only explained to us why we don't say it before the Maftir, it's before the third Aliyah, because you can never say Kaddish before you finish a number of Kruim, which is three. So you can't say it before, but why can't you say it right afterwards? So says the note, the reason why we don't say the Kaddish right after the laning, we're going to see later on in Siman Reish Sadi Beis, in your Kriyas HaTorah B'Mincha Shel Shabbos. It's the same idea as Mincha Shabbos. We have three aliyos and we do not say Kaddish right afterwards. Sherowi lahasmich es haKaddish l'tfilah Shemoneh Esrei. We want to put the Kaddish after laning as close as possible to Shemoneh Esrei. V'im yomru es haKaddish miyad l'achar haKriya. And if we're going to say the Kaddish right away after the laning, lo yuchlu laomro pam nosefes kodem Tfilah Shemoneh Esrei. We're not going to be able to say another Kaddish before Shemoneh Esrei. Kevan She'ein Almal La'umro. There's nothing to say it on. Because after you say Kaddish, after laning, so now all you're doing is putting back the Sefer Torah, and it's addressed by the Poskim, why is it Yahalalu, it's just one Pasuk. The other things are only a Minhag, we're going to see later on, and therefore there is no grounds for another Kaddish. Why are we so worried that it should be a Kaddish before Shemoneh Esrei? If the Kaddish is really going back on laning, so do it after laning. Why do we need a Bedafka before? So in the brackets he writes over here, Betam Adover Sheyesh Lismuch as a Kaddish Shemoneh Esrei. The reason why it's so important to us the Kaddish should be before the Shemoneh Esrei, writes the Levush, Shetzrichim Atzibur Lishmoes HaKaddish. We want the whole Tzibur to hear the Kaddish. Kedei Ladas Mosai Lahastil Es Tfilah Shemoneh Esrei Kulam Ke'echad B'Shava. It's very important that everyone should say Shemoneh Esrei together as one. That's the proper Tfilah B'Tzibur. So you want to have a Kaddish and go right from the Kaddish together into the Shemoneh Esrei. And that's why it's important to have the Kaddish right before the Shemoneh Esrei. Avol B'Tfilas Musaf Shel Shabbos. Aye, what about Shabbos morning? We say Kaddish right after laning, and then we say another Kaddish before Musaf. So why do we say two Kaddishim over there? So says the note, when it comes to Musaf of Shabbos, Omrim Kaddish Acharei Kriyas HaTorah, Upam No Sefes Kodesh Shemoneh Esrei, Kevan She Musaf Al Ashrei She'omru Lefanav. Since after the Kaddish, after laning, we then say Ashrei, before we put the Sefer Torah back, we can say another Kaddish before Shemoneh Esrei, because that Kaddish is going back on the Ashrei. But during the week, or Shabbos Mincha, or the fast day, where you don't have Ashrei there between the laning and the Shemoneh Esrei, all you have is a few psukim bringing back the Sefer Torah, which has to be handled exactly why that's not good enough, but it's not enough that we're going to say Kaddish on, therefore we delay the Kaddish that's really going on the laning to right before Shemoneh Esrei, Lefid Levush, so we can go right from Kaddish into Shemoneh Esrei. We'll stop here and continue with Hashem tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor HaMikdash on each shir, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.